You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Now for a story on what is arguably the least popular technology in the world, printers. Specifically printer cartridges, which really only ever run out when you need that ink the most. And then there is that thorny question. Should you buy a name brand replacement at an insanely high price or go with one of those cheaper cartridges that's been refilled? Well, that decision may soon be made for you because, believe it or not, printer cartridges made it to the Supreme Court. SCOTUS last week heard arguments in Impression Products versus Lexmark International. Lexmark makes printers and cartridges and says those cartridges are protected and cannot be resold. Impression Products refills cartridges and disagrees. And Marketplace's Sally Herships has more on why this seemingly small lawsuit could affect the resale of everything from computers to smartphones to cars.
Most people assume when they buy a product, say like a printer cartridge, they can do whatever they want with it. That's got a legal name, patent exhaustion.
You can use it as a doorstop. You can use it in a printer.
And when they're done, they can resell it. Henry Huang, a patent lawyer with the law firm Ropes & Gray, says there's a problem. Companies that try to protect their patents by putting restrictions on their sales, like Lexmark. It says when you buy one of its cartridges, you're only allowed to use it once, and you can't refill it or even give it away.
I guess in a nutshell, the real issue is whether or not people who own patents can restrict what people do with their products after they're sold.
John Allison teaches law at the University of Texas. He's one of a long list of academics who wrote a brief to share his opinion on the case with the Supreme Court. He says Lexmark's argument is that when you buy one of its printer cartridges, the title of ownership isn't really transferred to you.
It looks like a duck and quacks like a duck and waddles like a duck and so forth, but Lexmark is trying to say that it's really not a duck.
Allison says the implications of the case could be far-reaching.
That could potentially be done with any product that even has a patented component in it.
Anything from a washing machine to a car to a cell phone. Lexmark says it can't comment on pending litigation. The Supreme Court will get final say. A decision is expected by June or July. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.